A member of the North Dakota Public Service Commission says she's hoping to draft an order that could satisfy the concerns of a developer of a proposed wind farm in northern McLean County, as well as follow state law concerning light mitigation technology. The order would concern the proposed Russo Wind Farm. State law requires wind farms permitted after June 2016 to have light mitigating technology on the turbine towers, rather than blinking red lights that are on all the time after dark. The current technology is called aircraft detection lighting systems, which would only turn on the lights when an aircraft is approaching. But representatives of the Air Force object to that system at a wind farm that close to the Minot Air Force Base, and that's holding up the siting permit. The company argues the Federal Aviation Administration has sole control over airspace, and that causes a contradiction with state law. Attorney Molly Smith told the commission the FAA has issued a determination of no hazard based on standard lighting systems, but not on the proposed ADLS. And she says that trumps state law.
Multiple courts have found that the Federal Aviation Act and the regulations enacted pursuant to the act preempt state law with respect to airspace management and air safety based on the supremacy clause.
Smith also argued the statute is vague with regard to lighting technology, and the legislative history shows lawmakers had intended to have exceptions for these kinds of issues. But attorney Brian Johnson, acting for PSC advocacy staff, countered that the plain language of the law should prevail, even after looking at intent.
I think wholeheartedly that if you look at that and apply it and look at the fact that they did consider these things and the law came out the way it did, that this is exactly what their intent is, and I believe that if a court is going to look at it, that's the way they're going to look at it as well.
Commissioner Julie Fedorchak suggested compromise language that could potentially diffuse any conflict between the state law and the FAA.
I just think a reasonable way forward is to include the condition in the permit that they will use this, they will install this technology when it's authorized by the FAA, and even requiring them to be updating us on an annual basis or every 6 months or just some. I'm comfortable with any other conditions that make it clear to the company that the minute that there's a technology that can be used on this site, we expect that it's got to be installed.
The PSC will look at the order at a later meeting. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.